Andrea joins us now. Andrea Drencham, she is the Senior Director of Conservation Policy and Advocacy at Shedd Aquarium. I'll bet you haven't been thinking about this lately, but let's talk about it. Andrea, you're on WGN. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so very much. Glad to be here this morning.
I think I put an R in your name where it doesn't belong. Is it Drencham?
Drencham, you got it right. Yep, absolutely.
So what do you do?
So I'm blessed to be able to work at Shedd Aquarium, working to help ensure that our institution continues to do the great work of preserving and protecting aquatic life and the habitat they call home. You know, Shedd's an incredibly unique institution. When we are closed, as we are right now, to the public, our work continues. Right as I speak, we have a team of essential workers at the aquarium, including veterinarians and animal care staff, who work every single day to make sure the animals in our aquarium stay safe and are sound. And it has been a challenging year this year.
What percentage of the budget you need to feed the animals and keep that place safe and clean to operate, what percentage of that is based on admission, attendance?
Right. We have 70% of our annual operating is fueled by the guests who come through the door. This year, we've experienced a 60% drop in that revenue. It's been an incredibly tough year, although our work continues. We are committed and will continue to ensure that our animals are healthy and well, and our researchers are even out in the field, and we're even have staff out in the field doing work, cleaning and restoring wetland habitat and the such. But it's been an extraordinarily challenging year.
Well, we think, okay, so you close a museum and then the pictures sit there. If you close a zoo or an aquarium, the animals are still swimming around, need maybe in the case of the mammals, some sort of interaction, and all of the fish and mammals need food. One of your colleagues sent me a note and told me what it costs to feed a sea otter or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. We are so lucky and are honored to be able to do work on rescue and rehab. And sea otters are a really great example of the endangered and threatened species that we work with our colleagues across the country and sometimes across the world to rescue and rehab. When those otters come to our home, they're with us for their entire lives. And we think of it as an honor to take care of them for their entire lives. Those lovely, lovely otters are rather expensive and hungry creatures. It costs about $11,000 a year to feed one of them, and we have six of them in our care, and five of those were rescued from the wild.
So you need about $70,000 this year to feed a half a dozen sea otters, and that's just for those animals.
Exactly. That's just the sea otters. You know, the loss that we've experienced this year is around $36 million. We're really hopeful with this year's COVID relief fund effort that's under negotiations right now that there can be some opportunity for grants for organizations like ours and many of the other institutions, you know, like our restaurants, stages, and other small venues and independent venues that really need assistance right now.
Were you part of the first round of assistance?
We were, and we were really grateful that we were able to receive some assistance that clearly doesn't. While that was very, very helpful at the time, as you can tell, we've had to be closed for one third of the year, and that's made the rest of the year quite challenging. It would be fantastic if there are some opportunities for additional assistance. We also really believe that our cities and municipalities really need help. You know, this is a public health crisis, and we believe that it's important to get the public health crisis under control in order to help all of us stabilize our economic health.
Do you have a number? How much do you need just to keep the water clean and the fish safe and well-fed? What's that number? What's your nut that way?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that when it comes to making sure that we have a safe and healthy, vibrant economic status, we just need to make sure that we're upping the amount of revenue that we're able to bring in. So I hesitate to put a singular number on it because there is some fluidity in the number of animals that we have on staff, but you know, in the building and the amount of need and care that they all have as the seasons change. Mm-hmm. But boy, because we have a bogey of $36 million, we really could use any assistance. And right now, our friends in the Save Our Stages have a great grant program that's in the current COVID relief and. That would provide
That's interesting.
Grants.
Because yeah, I know about Save Our Stages, but that would include you all? You would be included in that?
We might be able to be. We'll see. And it would be a great. It would be especially important for our friends in our stages. And if there are grant programs like that, one of the thoughts is that that might be able to provide some assistance, and it would be fantastic.
Well, everybody has their carve-outs, their special needs, restaurant workers, airlines, the stages. We've talked to the advocates for people that are in that part of the entertainment industry you don't think about. I hadn't thought about, you know, the aquariums and the zoos that way. Was the first round of stimulus that you said you were able to participate in, does that cover you for the rest of the year or into next year, or are you going to be running out of money?
Yeah, we absolutely could use more assistance throughout this year. That was a great assistance that when it happened. And it really was designed because, remember, this was early on in the process. I don't think everyone expected all of us to be in the situation that we are here in December. I think now that we're here, it's important to help stabilize organizations like ours, like restaurants, like other like stages, like great independent venues that we have across Chicago. Many of us, like Shed and our colleagues in and at the other zoos like Lincoln Park and Brookfield, we're really cornerstones to our local economies, and we believe that stabilizing ourselves will actually help our sister and brother small businesses that are our neighbors that we care so dearly about.
Tom Brady, the football quarterback, has a business that sells fancy stuff, and he got assistance. If Brady can get it, then I think we ought to throw every dollar we've got at the zoos, the museums, the aquariums. So, Andrea, I'm out of time, but you want us to alert our representatives that we want you guys included, correct?
Please, we urge folks to contact our elected officials and just make sure that we're included in this next round. I really appreciate the time.
Let's visit again, Andrea, and if there's anything else going on that we can participate in as fans of the aquarium or in a helpful way, let us know, okay?
We'll do, and we are available online, so please, I think it's a great thing to do with your families during the holiday season, so please come by our website.
Yeah, look at the famous... What was it, the penguins and the fish and all of that? Andrea Densham, the Senior Director of Conservation Policy and Advocacy at Shedd Aquarium.